with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, we all know that in this season of Lent, Jesus invites us to accompany him on his way to the Calvary. And if we have accepted to accompany Jesus, we have to go by the rules. But we have to understand that if we really accompany him, invariably that means we will also share in the joys of his resurrection. And the rule, one of the things we have to do is what he's telling us today in the gospel. And he said, "Do not hate your enemy." We have to pray for our enemies. If we really understand that to be a Christian is not just receiving baptism and going to church, not just that. This is one of the things we have to understand, that Christians are followers of Christ. So baptism is the first step. Baptism enables us to become members of the family of God. We are initiated in this family by the virtue of a baptism. It doesn't stop there. But we have to follow his footsteps. And following his footsteps is doing as he did. For example, he also forgave his enemies. Remember what happened on the cross. The last words that Jesus said was, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." He forgave his enemies at the foot of the cross, and he prayed for them. And he wants us to think about it. He wants us to remember that if we are following him, if we are accompanying him, we have to put into actions what he is telling us. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us begin to think about who is that my enemy that I have decided never to forgive or to pray for. Let us pray for them today. We have to pray for them, not that they have defeated us. If we pray for them, it doesn't show that we are weaklings. No, it shows that we are Christians, the followers of Christ. So let us think about it. And also pray for the grace to be able to accompany him till the end. It is very important. If we really want to participate fully and receive the abundance of the grace and receive the joys of the resurrection in its fullness, we have to heed to his calling. Today he tells us we have to pray for enemies, we have to forgive and let go.